We're going to briefly turn to some other news on this Friday night. Vice President Kamala Harris today made her first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border, not only since taking office, but also since taking over the White House's immigration overhaul more than 3 months ago. The VP toured a processing center in El Paso and also met with migrant children who were waiting to enter the U.S. Her trip comes as Republicans have accused her of not only waiting too long to visit, but actually traveling to the wrong area as well. News Nation's Marky Martin, live in Texas tonight, covering Mrs. Harris's trip. Marky, what did the VP have to say?
Yeah, Rob, she actually shared quite a bit. You know, this is the trip that has been talked about and debated over for 3 months now. And the vice president's coming to the U.S. border has been nothing short of contentious. This morning, she landed in El Paso. And while Democrats say she's taking the right steps here, Republicans say she really missed the mark on this one.
Almost 100 days after being tapped to lead border migration efforts, Vice President Kamala Harris touched down in El Paso.
Right now was the right time to make your first trip to the border.
It's not my first trip. I've been to the border many times.
Flanked by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Senator Dick Durbin, and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, the vice president toured a Customs and Border Protection processing center where agents demonstrated technology used for migrant intake.
We've gone from 45 minutes to about 25 minutes per person.
Harris also speaking with local advocates, faith-based leaders, and reporters before delivering official remarks.
You know, when we have this conversation about what's happening at the border, let's not lose sight of the fact that we're talking about human beings.
But the Friday morning trip is possibly the most politically challenging moment of Harris' vice presidency. Her border absence and bypassing the Rio Grande Valley drawing sharp criticism.
It's not even fair to say that she's a day late and a dollar short. She's nearly 100 days late and 1,000 miles short.
In that short amount of time of more than 3 months, there's been more than 500,000 encounters.
The announcement of her trip coming just a week after former President Donald Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott revealed they'd conduct a joint visit to the southern border at the end of June. Trump saying in a statement, if Governor Abbott and I weren't going there next week, she would have never gone. Interesting timing, Abbott tweeted. Friday morning, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the administration chose El Paso because of Trump's presidency.
It was a base place of where he put in place some of his immigration policies that we felt were so problematic. And so it's a place that has a little bit of a historical connection in that regard, and it's an opportunity to draw a bit of a contrast with what we're trying to accomplish.
And lastly, just want to share some numbers with you here. According to Border Patrol data, between the months of October and May, Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 271,000 migrants in the Rio Grande Valley. Now compare that with just under 114,000 out west in El Paso. You do the math there, that's almost 2.5 times the activity. Adrian.
Marky, that is pretty staggering math. So let's go to the Rio Grande Valley now. The newly elected mayor of McAllen, Texas, Javier Villalobos, joins us right now. Mayor, first, congratulations to you. I know you were elected just a few weeks ago. And McAllen has been steadily seeing this flow of people crossing into the U.S. illegally. The National Border Patrol Council criticized the vice president's decision to visit El Paso instead. What are your thoughts?
You know, I really would recommend our president. Look, actually, our president or vice president, any congressman or senator, come to the lion's den. It is the Rio Grande Valley. Well, fortunately, we have a lot of help, whether it be because of our governor, the Border Patrol. We are kind of orderly. But here in McAllen, we're starting to, in a sense, it's starting to be a little more more urgent. We need Congress. We need the president, our vice president, to act. And yes, I would love to have our vice president visit us while we're down here.
Vice President Kamala Harris has been very clear that her focus is on addressing the root causes in countries like Guatemala and El Salvador as to why people are coming. They're compelled to make this dangerous trek to come here. The process of how people have been entering has been a debate. What kinds of resources are you talking about? And what would you say is a proper reactive measure to so many people crossing the border?
Well, actually, I think it'd be very simple. We talk about root cause, but actually, I think the cause is not necessarily Central America. Look, Washington has the power to stop this. They really do. They're always talking about comprehensive immigration. They haven't been able to do it since 1986. It's about time that even if they have to piecemeal, we start talking about, for example, DACA. Look, let's start taking a piece. Let's start taking about the guest workers. Let's take care of another piece. Let's start finally doing something. But until Washington acts and so that people in Central America and other areas know that we're serious about our borders, we're going to continue having this problem. So it is not a municipal responsibility. It's our federal government's responsibility. We are acting. We're doing what we need to do. Just this past week, we had over 25,000 people processed here in McAllen. Now, fortunately, it's not costing us too much this time. However, we shouldn't be spending a single penny on a federal issue.
And again, you talk about the local resources that are stretched during these times when we see a peak amount of people crossing over. I had the opportunity to visit McAllen a few weeks ago. I met Sister Norma. We saw what the local Catholic diocese is doing to support women, children, and some men entering the U.S. with little more than clothes on their backs. What would you say tonight to Americans as to how much this is impacting your community there?
Well, it's amazing. Right there, Sister Norma, without them, without the Catholic Charities, I don't know what we'd be doing. Because you come, the Border Patrol picks them up in Lanzaldúa's Bridge, one of our two bridges. They drop off about 1,000 people a day in McAllen. If we didn't have the assistance of Catholic Charities, I don't know what we would do. Because what we're doing is pretty much public safety. We make sure that the immigrants are okay, and we make sure that our residents are okay. But other than that, we're limited, and we shouldn't even have to be doing that. It's a federal issue. Come on, Congress, let's take care of it.
You know, you yourself are a person of Latin descent. You know this community very well. You've been there for years. Do you have a plan yourself? Besides appealing to Washington, is there something that you need to have done there now that you're in office?
Look, if it's not going to be coming from Washington, then what we need is help. We need funds because at the very end, we don't budget for that. A municipality takes care of water, streets, sewer, police protection. We don't deal with immigration, and we shouldn't. But if you're forcing us to do it, then at least help us out with funds. That's what I have to say.
All right, Mayor, we appreciate your time tonight in McAllen, Texas. Thank you so much for joining us.